Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, the Heavenly Place, as it's called in English, was actually a space station designed by the Chinese, very much like our space station. But it's been in orbit for, gosh, since about 2011. And we started watching it about a year ago with a company that has three telescopes set up out at our dark sky observing site out near the McDonnell Observatory. We've been watching it and some other pieces to see if we start seeing decay, as they say, where it starts moving out of what we predict its orbit will be.
How can you tell that a satellite is decaying the orbit?
Well, the first thing is that there should be a predicted path and speed. And when we start noticing things like, for example, it looks like it's getting a little closer to us. For example, just a couple months ago, this particular spacecraft was about 200 miles up. It's 135 miles up, and it's falling about 2.5 miles a day now.
So at this point, there's a lot of guesses, a lot of wondering if this is going to land and hit someone on top of their heads.
Well, yeah, of course, we're already at a 3-to-1 chance it'll hit in water, because that's three quarters of the Earth is covered by water. But that other quarter, if I was in the odds-making game, I would probably play this game, because 4-to-1's not that bad. However, we feel like that about 43 miles up, it's going to start breaking up pretty well. It's starting at 8 tons, but pretty soon it's going to be more like the biggest piece, may be a couple hundred pounds or something, may smash a car or do something like that. I would be more worried about the dangerous gases that are associated with it. You don't want to run over to a piece like that and say, wow, man, I've got a piece of space junk, because there's things like hydrazine, which is a very dangerous carcinogen, and they're full of these gases. So that's something to think about.
At what point do the astronomers and the experts really have a gauge on where this thing's going to come down?
Interestingly enough, it's going to only be a day or so before we'll really know. And we're talking now somewhere between a couple of days before Easter to a couple of days after. So that's a pretty wide field. In the weather business, that would not be much, telling us much. But we figure about a day out, we'll know, because it has gotten so low, and then at that time, there's some variations we can't predict right now. How thick the atmosphere may be. For example, is the sun active and showing solar radiation down, which will push it down? In other words, that solar wind that we talk about blows these things closer to Earth, and so we can't predict what it's going to be like until maybe a day ahead. And so we don't know exactly. We have a pretty good idea that somewhere between the lower 80% of the United States could be in that zone.
The Chinese government really might not want the Americans to see their Chinese space satellite technology. I'm sure they'll be watching this thing very closely and try to grab up as many pieces as possible that do make landfall.
I think we're looking at a situation of liability, and at that point, they don't want it to do it, not just for the secrets, so to speak, but mostly because of the liabilities going to be involved. There is already a precedent for that. When our space station fell, we were sued. NASA was sued by one of the, I don't remember if it was Australia or New Zealand, for damage that was caused by a piece of the space station when it fell.
Is this something that could happen more often, as we have so much space junk up there?
Quite honestly, to tell you, it's yes. There's like 50,000 pieces that we're tracking right now. But we're more worried about these pieces colliding with one another. And then they, you know, at that point, then they go into, it's like an automobile wreck. You have two cars crash, and you never know where they're going to end up, and they all end up hitting other things and paths we didn't predict. In addition, imagine this. We can see from our facilities, for example, we can see a piece as small as one foot across from up there and 200 miles up. And that so that's a nice thing. We can see them, so we can tell if they're starting to change or starting to break up. However, that same piece of material could totally devastate the space station.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.